Pashas Toldos. We meet up. Pashas Toldos, we meet up. We learn about the Avos, the Maisim of the Avos. Yaakov Avinu. Yitzchak, we've learned about Yitzchak, and now Pashas Toldos introduces us to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is born, and he has another brother with him inside, already from the beginning, we see it at Tia, and Vayigdalu Ha'Na'arim, the Na'arim grow up, Vayi Esav, Yodei Atzayid, Yishode, Vayakov, Yishtom, Yoshev, Oyholim. Esav is Yodei Atzayid, Yishode, Yaakov, Yishtom, Yoshev, Oyholim. Calls Machu Katanim, says Rashi, Loyo, Yinikorim, Bimaseim. We don't know what they are exactly, what their nature is. Kaven, Shinasu, Bnei Shloish, Shay Shone, at 13, Zu, Pirish, the Bathim, at Joshua, Zu, Pirish, Lavoy, the Zora. Esav is Pirish, Lavoy, the Zora. Rashi says on the word Isode, Odom Botel, a person is Botel. Not busy as Botel. Vitsoide bekashtoi chayois v'oifois. But Yankov is a yish yoitom yoishev oyholim. The one is the yoishev oyholim. Says Rashi, oholo shel shem v'oholo shel eiver. He's in the oholo shel shem and the oholo shel eiver. What is Yaakov doing from Eshem ve'Eiver back and forth, Oloi, Oloi? Esau, we see on the other hand, what is he busy with? He's in the Sodois, capturing Chayes v'Rois, but Rashi lives a lotion on the Botel. Nofek l'chaklos at the Targum. What's the yisoid of Atzlocha of Yaakov Avinu? And what's the downfall? As Esav is known as Esav Rarosha. Where's the Nanim the Mida? Where's the Nakuda where we can pinpoint? The Fiani is Datenu to know exactly, to follow in the footsteps of Yaakov Avinu. It hit me this year, maybe an uptight. And I was standing not long ago, yesterday, and I opened up the Chai Olam, and the words came flowing out from the stipler. And I understood that, Ulai, this is in the Kudiv, it's not Emes, Mamish, but it's Alderech Hazois. The stipler has a very big question in this Chai Olam. The world is created, that every part of the human being is created perfect. Because Baruch Hu made all the Evarim, everything to coincide, to work in unison. And he should Baruch Hashem be'ezah Hashem b'magdish toiv. However, there's one thing inside of a person which is matrid a person, disrupts him, causes him a certain b'chin of tzar. What is that? Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Ein Odom Meis, V'chatzi Tavoisa V'yodoi. A person doesn't die, and half of his tithes are fulfilled. Mishi Yesh Loi Mone, Rotsi Masayim, he has a money, wants more. Masayim, Rotsi Lassun Abba Meyois, he wants him 400. V'chein B'tayves Ha'achila, V'shatayves Ha'guf, the more he's masig, another steak, lamb chops, He wants more and more and more and more. It's the Teva of Adam. V'chei b'tayvus ha-kovoit. La'oilom hu royes atzu nigzal. Even kovoit. They don't treat me properly. I don't get my respect. Even though he's getting a certain amount of kovoit, it's not enough. It wanes in a certain darga. Vaita and vaita, there's always something matured in him. He has something, but he always wants more. He always wants more. It's matured him. It hurts him. It bothers him. And the stipend is bothered. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hanolinasim Leiv, says the stipend, Madua v'lominitin lo tzimoyin otzum, why was given such thirst? Kozesh lo yimotzim minuchat nefesh ko yimei chayev. He's never satisfied. He's never satiated. Hello, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a person to feel good. All the Avarim are perfect, created. And here, there's always this thirst. I'm never satisfied. He had a good meal. He wants dessert. Bring on the dessert. 7 different courses for dessert. You get your choice. You go to a restaurant. You're full, mamish. There's always room for dessert. Bring it on, the menu. Ice cream, parva, and with mousse cake. And this, chocolate mouse and chocolate mousse. Everything he has over there. 7-layer cake, mamish, he has it after mamish, a big steak. It goes good with a 7-layer cake with a little tea, a glazel of tea on the side with a 7-layer cake. And here he comes the piece, and he's counting the layers. Did you get all the layers? Shmuley, for our wedding anniversary, at least you got all the layers this year. Last year they were going to be, it was only 6.5 layers. The waiter chopped off the other half a layer, he was eating in behind the station over there. You got your 7-layer cake. Why is it though? Why can't a person be satisfied? He now goof, his disciple says this word, in a royce, a goof, cool, never boy, even nifla. Hayoyse toy, moy, lechayo. Vilomazi, never a chuka, vati, moy, boy, even hamitsai, the goof of my tree. So why is it a voice like this type? A person created with such a timoy that's match with the goof, it's mitsai, the goof. Everything else is perfect. Och, hey, noida, dovo. He's not created for Olam Hazeh. Kim lavar yisporu yoyser yoytzer nishmosoi. V'atzimoy nitein b'kirboi levilti gvul. Oh, that thirst is given into his heart. It's given deep inside of it. Levilti gvul. Without any ends, without any stops. L'man yoysef oymetz. That he should keep steiging. He should put in more strength and more power and more effort. Bavoidoso is boashmoi. Ashebe yemes. Engvul, mylois, umadregos, ho yoinois, bavoidoso is borach. There's no end for the mylois and madregos. Ay. Ochen kolamidos mutbois, born boy from stormy. Hashem put in stam. Simoin. Thirst. An unquenchable is the thirst. For taiva, for vaita and vaita and vaita. Hashem put it in stam. Aber zog the stifler, the person that has the bechiro, v'yocholau bishon al kol mashi yifchor. Now you have an opportunity to place it and channel it to wherever you want it to go. But a person has a meiridik, a koyach of thirst. Unbelievable, Rav Yisai, koyach of thirst, of timoyin, of taiva. The question is, where is he going to direct that thirst? Of them zok the Mishnah in Avos, v'avishoyse b'tzomes divrayim, to drink with an unquenchable thirst, their divrayim, the words of the Chachamim, the words of Torah. The godless from Yankov Avinu, he was yoyshev oyholim, says Chazal, the mile of Yoshev Oyolim Oholoi Shel Shevo Sha'ever Pshat is Chazal telling us he was never satisfied. Stay by this Rebbe, by Ever. Stay by Shem. Nein, can I get more? Nochamo and Nochamo, I want more and more and more. Never ending thirst. Never ending Mavakesh. Never ending wanting more and more. This was the midah of Yaakov Avinu, and with this he was zoicha to become the midah satoira. On the Esav, the Mepharshim b'dam, and Osher Asui, finished product. He learned in the Beis Medrash, but he finished his daf. He finished his quota for the day. I learned my Amid. You have 2 more hours left. What are you doing with your time? I'll go out for a cigarette. It's time for another cigarette. 1 more cigarette. 4 and 5 breaks. But he's learning. He's learning. But that he hasn't tapped into that unquenchable thirst that he has deep inside of it. Every human being is created with it, boys. How does he see it? Where is that core thirst? I never see my thirst. What do you mean I have this thirst? Where is it, Rebbe? Find it for me. Let's do B'tikas Chometz. We'll find that thirst. Go to lunch tomorrow and you'll find that thirst. 1 piece of schnitzel. 2 pieces of schnitzel. 3 pieces of schnitzel. And he's counting. He's going further. And the thirst is getting stronger. Anybody left at the table today? There's a little bit of extra piece. Maybe they're coming down soon. It's only 2 minutes after this man. Well, I only had 3 pieces so far. I was only able to get all 3 down in under 7 minutes. Maybe you have an extra piece. 10 minutes down, and he's thirsty again for 1 more piece of schnitzel, 1 more sandwich. Right there, the thirst is there. What? I could not make it, and I'm still hungry. 2 hours later, he's out. He's at the supermarket. I had to go out for a little break. I needed to put some more crackers. You had a lunch. Mamish, unbelievable. Mamish, you had it full, 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 full. He wants more. That's the unquenchable thirst that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in each side of every human being. To know, to what is it for? Says the stipler. Oyev kesev, lo yispa kesev. A person who loves money will never be satisfied with money. To speak to these billionaires, Mamish, he's making trillions and billions. Settle down, George. You're 27 years old. You're already billion. No, he wants more. And more, and more. He's never satisfied. Trillions and billions and millions. Never satisfied. Why not? It's so much already. The Teretz is. Does the Teva Hashem put it in there with us? He can't be stopped. It has to be channeled. Timoyen HaToyro. Timoyen HaRuchnias. Madregis Acha Madregis. Vaita, Vaita. Omavakesh. More Toyro. Another Shia. Another Taf Gemara. Noch and noch and noch and noch. Weiter und weiter. Ganz Schatz. No, Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Nein, I have no Medrash. I have to pick the Psiktis. All the Chazals. Medrash, Halacha, everything. Then the Zohar and Kabbalah and weiter und weiter. Tavar HaMelech said, Chole Mitzvoschum, Yoid. There's no end. There's no end. You sometimes walk into the Eitz Sforim. You see the Sforim. I get a Chlish Adash. Look what's doing there. How do we have time? I don't know. Bochum has so much time in the hand. Lend me some of that time. I can finish more Sforim. And more Torah. Yaakov Avinu was the one who always felt, I'm Choser. In Torah, I'm Choser. I need to know more. Yaakov Avinu is 63 years old. At the end of the parasha, he already mamish, wasn't shamed to Eivah. He can learn, and can learn. Nochamol, 14 more years. Yaakov Avinu, what do you mean 14 more years? You know, you're getting a little bit old in age. The shidduch scene is not going to go so easy at 77. Girls are not looking for such guys who already have a little gray in their beards. They're looking for the younger chevra, the 20-year-olds. 77, you're going out to look for a shidduch. 63 is not such a bad age. 77, you need another 14 years. Yeah, it's thirst. I got no water. I'm going away now to base love on. Who says I'm going to have this opportunity again? I got to quench that thirst. The koyach of mevakesh. The koyach of wanting to know and know and know. We say the story, the gezach. The Baisel Harif once came to a town. He came to Volozhny Yeshiva. He was looking at Helik Bocha for Chosin for his daughter. He was looking. He came to Valoj in the Gresti Yeshiva. Hasn't upon a chosin, every bachas gebaldaki in the Valoj in the Yeshiva. Mamish, Gedoyle, Oyim came to Valoj in the Yeshiva. Who are you going to choose? Shabbat the Harif comes in the first day in the Beis Medrash and is staying for 2-3 days. He gives a clap on the bima. Or whatever, you have to say it, he didn't want to disturb the Seder, he gives a clap. And says, I want to throw out a shayla to the tzibor. a shayla, a tifa shayla in the sugyas. He throws out the shayla. And he says, I'm staying in this place. Whoever has a tshuva should come and answer. His hope was that the bachur that will come up with the test, this shayla by Azar Harif was a going otzum. Whoever's going to come up with the tshuva for this shayla, that's going to be the chosin for his daughter. Kitzah, day one, they're coming in rows to be the chosin for that, to be the mamish, the eidim. From the Vayez L'Charif, mamish, every bachur is running there, mamish. They skip lunch to try to answer the shayla. Bachum are up to 2 in the morning trying to figure out how to answer the shayla, and they're coming one by one. The Vayez L'Charif's throwing away shtusim, maratzis. I always said that. Of the Maisis, mamish throwing it one by one. And no bachur is able to answer the shayla. Bachum are coming. It's coming the last day. The Vayez L'Charif's packing up. The Maisa, there wasn't a bachur who could answer it. The Maisa, no shidduch. Kitza, he's packing up the wagon, he's starting to go. The horses are being drawn and they're going further, starting to leave the city. All of a sudden he has a scream in the back. Wait, wait! And there's a young bachur running, trying to catch up with the wagon from Ayaz al-Kharif. Who knows what this bachur wants? He's running over. Maybe Taka, he came out with a tshuva after 3 days. And the bachur runs and they stop the wagon. Ayaz al-Kharif gets out. Bachurov, what do you want? You have a tshuva? Nay, Rebbe. I don't have a tshuva. Oh, but what is the tshuva? I haven't slept in 3 days. What's pshat? So Ayaz al-Kharif, you'll be my chosin. You'll be the chosin of my daughter. Such a mavakish. Such a person that just wants to know. Oh, so he doesn't have the teretz. But he wants to know. He wants to understand pshat. How many piyagdoylim and tanan afilo, those who had a quench, had a murder, a thirst for Torah. They had a kasha by night. It was hard for them to sleep. I want to know the teretz. Rav Shas Gantz 11, they say, was always in a matzav of happiness. What mamish in a matzav of thinking and working and difficulty or happiness. Well, when the tzitzit started, he was even thinking of a kasha when he had a teretz. But when he's thinking of the kasha, till he found the teretz, then if be kusha emes, to come to understand and to know, to be the mevakesh, to be the one that says in his heart, I want to know Torah with all his strength and all his might. That is Yaakov Avinu's midah. That's what he inherited to us, Rabbi Isai, to be the mevakeh sha'emes. Rabbi Isai, this is the greatest midah that every person could have if he taps into that koyach that he has within him. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz once came to visit his uncle in the Halak Yeshiva on the Valdik. And he came to ask to see him, to visit him, and his uncle, Avram Yafin, with a shiva, was pointing out all the great bachurim in the yeshiva. This is the matzina yeshiva. This is the tzaddik yeshiva. This is the balmidas yeshiva. This is mamish the eloi yeshiva. This is this and this and that. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, no, who's the best of the yeshiva? Who's talking the best of the bachur? The one with the great name. So Reb Aaron Yaffe points, you see that bachur all the way in the corner, the front? He's the best of bachur. He's the one. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was tamua. He just gave me a whole list. This is the Eloi Yeshiva. This is the Matzman Yeshiva. This is the Disa Yeshiva. Mamish. Why is that one the best one? He works in the kitchen. No. What was the best one? He's the Gresta Mavakesh. Everyone here has a Maila. But his Maila is he tapped into the Midas HaMavakesh. And Mokar HaBikush. Bikush means he tapped into this Koyach HaTimoyen that he just wants to know. He wants to understand Vaita and Vaika. Koyach HaBikush and Bestoma, there were others. But this was the one. Who was it? The Halak Stipler. Ay, Rabbi Isai, with that Koyach HaBikush, that Koyach of the never-ending Timoyin to have a show you some Bitsami as the Vrayim. This is how a person Zoycha to Godless HaToyroh. To be the Emes of Godol, you have to have a Timoyin. You have to have a thirst! An unbelievable thirst! And we have it, but you have to tap into it! A person comes to a shir! That's the first Madrega. But after he comes to the Shia, what does he do there? Is he Mavakesh to know the MS, what's said in the Shia? Very nice Shia, Rebbe. It was Gavaldic. He kept it in monotone. Mamish was Meridic. I caught up in a few hours. He caught up in a few hours of shlav over here. You know the story with the Rebbe one time, I think it was in a certain yeshiva, he had two bachrim. Came to Shia, whatever. So one bacha taka had to go out in the middle, and the other bacha fell asleep, so the Rebbe tiptoed out. Next thing he knew, the bacha woke up, it was the night time. Still on the bench. What happened to Shia today? I enjoyed it so much. Baruch Hashem, no one woke me up for lunch. Ay. To be the Mavakesh, to come to a Shia, to ask Rebbe, what do you really mean? I remember a time, Rabbi Yisrael, not many years ago, not 10,000, 200 years ago, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not that old. Not even 50 years ago. I remember such a matzav, when I learned in yeshivas in America, wherever it was, nighttime was tumulting. What was going on in Shia? What was the Pshat in Shia? What was the Pshat we learned in Bikiyas? How do we know the Chazara to know it, to have it klar? The Kolech HaBikush. Where is that Kolech HaBikush? Oil shall shave, oil shall ever, Yaakovin is running. Asa had a murder to the copper by his side. They say that's why he was looking at his head was bathed in Moros Machpelah. Abba Sefer Shal Dova, what did he do? He finished the daf and on a bottle. What do I do with the extra time? There's so much out there. There's so many Madrigas to go weiter. And even Asa had a teva, what the Mephoroshim say, Korach Hamadim, that he had a teva for outdoorsmen. He could have used it for Derech HaTov, channeled it for Ruchnius. There are people in Yoni, Hachzokas at Torah, who have a Meredith Simayin also. They want to build more buildings for Torah, want to spread more Torah, another project for Torah, another Mitzah, Nochad, finishing Shaz, knowing Shaz, this project and that project. They can't learn all day, but their Cheshik is Madregas and Madregas, Simayin, Simayin. Over the yeshivas, Baruch is Madrega. Has to be the Tzimoyin or Hatsuma. The Torah, Rabbi Yisai. A person drinks with thirst. Divrei Torah, Rabbi Yisai. What an under a Bachar he is. Besides the fact that Lamaisa creates a Meredith that is steiging. When a person knows that there's never ending, he can't stop. A person doesn't settle. Avadi has another Madrega. Of a Sameach Bechalko and Torah Avada. But he has to have that Tzimoyin Vaita. Rav Shlomo Shvadron tells the story that he was learning in Yeshivas Chevron many, many years ago. Abacha and a Meir Chodosh, the Mashkiach, called a certain Chabura, they had a Chabura. And Rav Shlomo remembers this Chabura very, very well, this one. He called him in for a Vad Klali, Baruch Hashem. We have a lot of Vadim, Vad Klalis. Everybody's always there. So the kitzur, he came into the Vad, and he was very surprised. They didn't start talking about this and that. What was the Vad? So Ramea starts off and says, after the first day, Ramea sat there in silence. All of a sudden he opened up and he said, how many daf does it take a bacha to learn? Didn't know what he meant. He said, I'm not talking about Ian. The morning's Ian Seder. But the afternoon Seder, what do you do? Yeah, well, how much daf could you learn? So he said, L'choyre, Meir continued and said, some bachrim stumble in an hour. I'm talking about Israeli bachrim. We're not talking about maybe our standards yet. Mr. Hashem will get there. But half hour, a bachrim could learn a daf. Let's make a cheshbon. A bachrim has 8 more hours in the day. We're not talking you learning 20 hours. 8 more hours. 8 hours in the rest of the day. Right, 4 hours in the afternoon, another 3 hours out. So we'll say whatever, 6 hours. He was talking about 8 hours to have the rest of the day. They can learn one daf in a half hour. That means the boys make a cheshbon. That means 16 daf in the afternoon and a night. And if a bach is that's difficult, it takes an hour, 8 daf. And if he takes a half hour, 4 daf. They put these musagim, these bach who are looking at these musagim, and they opened up their minds. They started to think, Taka, what are we doing with our time? Between the Choshev of Bacha and the Chavim Yeshiva. So Rav Shom said, if you take that smallest Bacha, The one who could do 4 daf a day, in 1 week he'd do 28 daf. Think about it, 28 daf in a week. Bekitza, he went on and wanted to make these calculations. Reb Shalom walked out of there with a different understanding. He said his eyes opened up. He was halfway through the month of Shvat. His chavrusa sat down to learn. His chavrusa and him. And Erev Pesach, they started, I don't know what they were doing till Shvat, whatever, together what they were doing. But they started somewhere in Shvat. Erev Pesach, they still learn Erev Pesach. Just a little while before Halakha's Neiris, they finished Gantz Baba Basra 4 times. Baba Basra, is the shortest Masechta, the biggest Masechta in Shas, 176 blot, Rabbi Yisai. So we're not holding without Madregas. But Rabbi Shalom, now, if you want to look at it in this book over here, they have his pincusim of what he learned every week. Now, it could be the Lachazaras also, but he's 67 blot 1 week, 53 blot another week. Rabbi Shach used to learn 20 blot a week, Rabbi Yisai. 20 blot a week in Chazar on Shabbos. That's what he did in Slabotka. So maybe we're not holding by the Misogim. 2.5 blot, 5, or whatever you're doing, Rabbi Yisai. But why then every single bocha at the end of the week know the 2.5 blot he learned? Why should it be on Sunday morning because there is Chavrusa? Where are we holding? Which Masechta are we in? Shabbos? I think we're holding here. And Chavrusa says, no, we're holding here. Don't you remember this piece of Gemara? Yeah, I remember. Somebody came over, you remember? He was talking about peanut butter that he got from his grandmother, sent him for, and then we made it here. Peanut. There was somebody talking about a peanut in the Gemara. I think that's... Oh, you're right. We did that on Thursday. Well, the other guy says, yeah. Oh, yeah, we did this Gemara. I see. I have writing on the top of the word over here. Our rabbis learned. We did this, Dav. I for sure did it. No, that's not true. It's your brother's Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. It's your brother's Gemara. Don't you see at the beginning? Belongs to. Address. He's like going on a business trip. See in the front of the Gemara. Anyway. At the end of the week, we don't have 28 blot and 60 blot. Whatever you do, he knows who can. Should know what they could do and know it. Chazal Shalom wasn't doing. He said he did it 4 times. Avada had murdered the Gemara. We're not holding, and it was easier for them to get the. But a person that learns 2.5 blot, 3 blot a week, and comes at the end of the week and the next week doesn't know it. Where's the thirst for Torah? How can it be? You read it, did a Gemara. Doesn't know what the Gemara is talking about. Where's the Timoyin, the Bikush? And then he comes at the end of this man. Oy vey, I'm not enjoying myself. Avada. But the Nekuda we're talking about today is the Moirid Gezach. You gotta tap in that Tzimoyin. It's Moiridic if you tap into it. And this is what the Mashkiach of Chavin did. He tapped in and says, you guys have that Koach of thirst. Start working on it. You'll see Vaita and Vaita. The Koach of Bikos will come out. Moiridic. That's Mother will be Moiridic. You won't be able to go to sleep. You want to learn more and more. I want to know more and more. But if your whole thing is to be in yeshiva, just pass the time. Set a record of how many hours you can slump in a bed. The all-time Guinness Book of World Records, he did it. 7,102 hours. And counting. But he hasn't seen more. He wants to come out of yeshiva after 5 years. No, yeshiva, by the way, I don't care what his IQ level is. Minus 37. He should not be bucking all the Masechtas, getting Kedushin, Tshuvas, whatever the bub is. No, the Yeshivish Masechtas. Even that he doesn't know. Forget about Beitza and Megillah. Forget about Kachim. But the 5-6 Masechtas that he came out, why are you Batim in it? Where's your thirst? But maybe I don't got a good Shikaron. My memory bank is faulty. My money bank is okay, but my memory bank, there's where you have the faulty problems. How do you develop a memory, Rabbi Yisrael? Memory of the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim ala Torah, Reish Dal, it says on the Mishnah. Memory of the Mishnah. So, the Hilik of Chofetz Chaim. Ay, 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 ay. Chamisha Talmidim, sagt der Mishnah, hoyu loyle Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Five Talmidim were for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. One of the Talmidim was Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Bor Sid, she'enu mit'abed tipo. He was a bor Sid, a cement bor that not one drop goes out. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Frech the Helik of Chavetz Chaim, a gewaldige posh, the kash of the Mishnah. The Hilik of Yochanan ben Zakkai is talking about his Talmidim and the Moyer, the Shvachim, the Mailis. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus is Maila? He's a bor Sid, she'enu, he doesn't forget a thing. It goes in and it never comes out. He asked the Chavetz Chaim, why is that a Maila? He was blessed with a good memory! Why is that a Maila? Bishop is something some person worked on very good, he's a Leiv Tov. He worked on his Leiv Tov. He's a good hearted gentleman. He worked on that. He gave out candies after davening every day. But this guy, but Elazar ben Hyrcanus, poor Sid, how did he work on it? Says the Helik of Chofetz Chaim, how do you work on your memory? Ay, ulam acharei hasboinin is gam keoyach hazikoron sheba odom hu maila hanikness aida yegia v'omel. Zirich reini, says the Helik of Chofetz Chaim, I remember, shebi yurasenu hayezokin echod. There was an old fellow, Shesipa Bizeknuso, he was a very, very old man. And he was able to say what he saw in his young age, in his young years. Ech Shekesa Rus Rusio, one time the Caesar of Russia passed by the ear 70 years ago. Vine Tira Zokin Azaz Atmuna. And the Zokin described to the T what was the Tsar wearing? How did his horses look? What was on the hoofs of the horses? What type of bell? Jingle bell he was wearing around the horse's neck. He flicked the jingle bell. Nine, 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 nine. He flicked the bell on the horse's neck. He was able to describe Bidiyuk. Mamish, the picture was clear. And what says the Chofetz Chaim? Ul hepech. Yesh mishmi shushol oizchon pagashtas benoi berchoiv. He says to another guy, did you see his son just now? You met him 3 minutes ago. And he saw him many times. But he didn't sound alive, he'll forget about him. What happened yesterday? Oh, he forgot. Why was he stoke because the kaiser? Because when it came to seeing the kaiser, the build up, the chuka, the desire, the thirst to see that Caesar, that czar, to see that picture. The thirst, Cholamoyed's coming. You see all the beasts in America. We're going to see the chimpanzee swinging from the up on the ropes with a human being on his leg eating an apple. Oh, wow, in his mind, he can't wait. His thirst to see that apple in the mouth of the human being as the chimpanzee's holding it from his foot. He can't wait to see it. Thirst, 70 years till his deathbed. He'll talk about the chimpanzee. I don't know exactly what color apple it was. It was a green apple! I saw him take two bites! And then he flipped it to the crowd. And some man, Jewish man, it hit him on the head, on the hat. And he fell down from the force of the apple. He'll describe it to the T. Why? The thirst to see that mice at the Chofetz Chaim. The thirst, the desire. Ah! The picture made embedded. So the Helik of Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was a poor Sid Shein Amin Abitipa, not because he was deaf to blessed, but an unbelievable memory of the thirst. Ah, the thirst. Here the Chofetz Chaim doesn't bring about read your voice. The pick of Rabbi Elazar. Maisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Shayaviv Charshim, the first pick of pick of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was chayresh with his father's workers. Yoshev loy v'hoye boiche. He was sitting there and he was crying away. Omalei. He was working in a different field. Ov me'emeta boiche. Maybe because you're working in a different field, you're working on the trushim, they're working on a different zach. So he put him in a different area. Yashiv lo v'hoya boicha. Omalei mimnei mo'ata boicha. Maybe because you're working over here. Omalei lav. So Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, I'm crying for one thing. I want to learn Torah Mevakesh. L'moy Torah. Omaloi. Isaac his father. V'aloi Eben Esrim Ushmoy Neshonim Ato. Said Hyrcanus to Rabbi Elazar, his son, you're 28 years old. You're too old to start learning now. Elakach l'cho Isha. Get married. Have children. Build a nice home. Send your kids to Cheti Yeshiva, Yeshiva, support, be a Torah supporter, TS. Everything will be good. Amalai. So what happened? Imam is brought him out to Melichel Beis HaSevio. Take them to learn. You have children that will learn Torah. Also, Shtei Shabboso is V'loi To'am Klum. There's a letter that went 2 weeks, the boys, he didn't taste and didn't put anything to his mouth. Oh my Lord, why are you crying? I want to learn Torah. I don't know anybody here. The last time he seen Elio Hanovi in a dream. Maybe Eli Levine, but not Eliyahu. Hyrcanus, he didn't learn Torah. He's 28 years old. Boy, he said, why? He wanted Torah so much. 2 weeks he didn't taste. I want to learn Torah. Amaloi Eliyahu Hanovi Matam Avakish Lomoy Torah. Alei Yerushalayim. It's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Go up to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. I go up to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai and learn Torah. Yo gives him the Eitzah. He sets out on the way. He comes to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He comes to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He's crying again. Amalei Neimat Haboicha. He's learning now. He's in yeshiva. Lunch wasn't so good. No. I'm Marta Boyche. I'm going to learn Shibavaki Shlomo Torah. I want to learn Torah. Who are you? Says Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Miyamechol olamayata kriyashma. Miyamechol olamayata kriyashma. Lo tzfila v'birch samozim. Omer lo ilav. Never learn kriyashma. Nein. Omer lo amoyid ve'elmachosh lo ishton. I'll teach you these three things. My buddy said 28 years old. We're not holding the Erevoisa. 28, the Rebbe Ben Hyrcanus. Didn't know Kriya Shema, how to say Kriya Shema. Shema. He didn't know how to say it, Erevoisa. Not with the Briska Chumra. He didn't know how to say the Shema, Kriya Shema. Hero Israel. Say it in English. So he taught him those three. Yoshua, how you boycha? He's crying again. Why you boycha? I want to learn Torah. Vaita. Yechon ben Zakkai, the Golol Hador, starts to teach him Shtei Halachas, Bechol Yoim. Also Ches Yomim. He was 8 days by a blessed Yechon ben Zakkai. V'loi to'am klun. Acha ola reach mipiv. Yechon ben Zakkai, he didn't taste anything for 8 days. Until his mouth Mamish reeked. And came to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai and he put him in front of him. Why are you bothering? He was crying again. Doctor, why are you boycha? He says, because you put me here. Neshem Malatanim Lefanach Gonam Hamayim Lefanach Shmuk Hashchin. Omano Bni. Neshem Sha'ol HaReach Mipicha Milefonai. Kach Yal HaReach Chukei Torah Mipicha Lashamayim. Kitzel, he saw how much he wanted Torah, but he said the thirst. That goes with the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, the boy, Sid Shein Amar Tipo, because he wanted, with his whole heart and soul, to know every piece of Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. To go out from a day of Torah and not know it klar, to have it in his head. That was Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Yisrael. That was the Midas Hatzimoyen that he had. At 28, he became a Godel Hador, Rabbi Yisrael. 28, he didn't know Kriya Shema. I can't make it. That's why I've given up already. The most I could be is maybe a good plumber. I'll carry around a little small safer in my pick. And we're sure when I go into the place I can't go in, I'll put it on the side. A small safe when I have a few minutes between jobs, I'll look at. But to be great, I can't. I started too late. I think when I started, I don't remember. What's it telling you, boys? There's no teretz. The only teretz is, why aren't you? Boycha! Tap into that minute's house and see more and be boycha for Toyra! HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for sure we'll give it to the Rebbe Ben Hurkiness. Every Gadol, when they learned, when they would daven in the morning, Av Rabba, had a thirst for Torah was so great that they would cry to understand the Torah and to be Matzliach in Torah. Where are the Bechias? I want to be Matzliach. Really do, Rebbe. You see, I came up at 4:11 o'clock today. I really want to be Matzliach. That's going to be Matzliach. You want to come out of yeshiva after 5 years, no matter what you'll be. You did something. You accomplished. You were the Yaakov Avinu, Yoishev Oyholim, going from Shia to Shia, from Sefer to Sefer, from Masechta to Masechta. Mevakesh more, and I want to know more. I want to know Pshat. What do you say in Shia? What would you mean in Pshat and Toysvis? I'm waiting after Shia, Rebbe. I have a Bikasha. My Talmud. What do you want to ask? Pshat. I can't wait him to ask what he meant. What I meant in that Pshat you said in Toysvis. Rebbe, when are you leaving to America? I is in the Kasha. Tzorach Igin Godol. We'll discuss it tonight. That's Imoyen to know Pshat. That's Imoyen to understand Advar Torah. The B'chaim V'loshim once came to the Vilna Goin, his Rebbe Muvok. And they said, the B'chaim, good thing you're here. The Vilna Goin hasn't eaten 3 days and 3 nights. He's stuck on his sugya. On his sugya. And he can't get Pshat. He hasn't eaten, so the Chaim said, let me in quick. He goes into the Goyin, the Goyin's wrapped his head in a towel. Mamish, he looks pale. He hasn't eaten in 3 days. And they discuss the sugya. And finally, the Goyin feels that the light, through discussing the sugya became clear. The Goyin has pshat. Now bring food, make a lechayim. Over Rabbi's side, the Tzimoyin. Tzimoyin, the Goyin couldn't eat. He couldn't sleep. I don't have pshat. I don't have pshat in the sugya, pshat in Gemara. If we can go to sleep, but at least to leave with a kasha, that should bother us. Good kasha. Well, maybe tonight when you're not sleeping, I'll run to the art scroll and look it up. And the notes there, I think they discuss it. Even that's a madrega. At least he went to look at the art scroll. The other guy's down by lunch, he's eating his falafel already. Into the falafel. What happened to the kasha? 2 minutes, you were so excited about the kasha. You were so disturbed by the kasha. Now he's only disturbed by one thing. It's dripping down the side of his mouth, the hummus from the falafel. It shouldn't stain his shirt. That's bothering him right now. A little sour by the falafel. Careful from the shirt. What happened? You were just bothered by a kasha. We're holding by the hummus now. Don't disturb me. Tzimoyin, we have to let that seed tap into that Tzimoyin, that Yoshiva Olim. We have to be Boyecha, Rabbi Zai. We have to be Boyecha, the Bereshon should help us, the Megalei Neinu. And the Bereshon will give this Yad Shmai Hatzuma when a person taps into that Tzimoyin. When he sees the thirst, when Kushbro sees that this Bucha wants to know Masech the Gittin, Rabbi Zai, with a whole heart. And whole soul, you'll see this Yatishma, I guarantee it. You'll be Mechanesh Chidushim. You'll become an Emesot, Adam Choshev and Torah, I guarantee it. If that's the one and only Bikush, now or in Yeshiva, I don't care what you want to be when you grow up. A plumber, a fireman, a policeman, I always wanted to be when I was growing up. But now you're in Yeshiva, there should be one thirst and one goal. And only one thing you want. Zayin David HaMelech. Achas sho'alti me'eis Hashem. Oiso avakesh. Everybody asks, what's the double lashon? I think that's the pshat of Oisai. David HaMelech was telling us in Yesoid. Many people start out.
Yeah, I want to be the Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham. I want to be a Talmud Chacham when I grow up. But is it Oyslo Avakesh? Is it really the only one desire in your life to know Masech the Gittin? Or he has other desires. I want to see Eretz Yisrael. I didn't come 4,000-6,000 miles only to know Masech the Gittin. I could have done that in Baltimore. I came to Eretz Yisrael. I want to see the sights of Mea Shearim. I want to go out for the Hafganot. I have so much to do here. Acha Shoalti Me'ez Hashem. I also want to know Masech the Gittin. No, they can't be also want to know Masech the Gittin. I saw a cage! Only Masech the Gittin. Nothing else is on my mind. Not Aunt Grandma Tilly's 75th birthday party. And not even my best friend's graduation. One and only goal I have this winter's man. I'm going to be a Bucky. I'm going to be a Bucky Otsum in Masech the Gittin. And this is what I want. And when a person wants something, we know we get it, everybody's that. Just ask any 10-year-old kid. Come on, shut up already, kid. Come on, Pappy, kid, I want that shit, bubble gum. 20 minutes he's going, he won't stop. And he's crying for his bubble gum. He's crying for his PCP, PlayStations. And he'll be boicha, and boicha, and boicha, until one day he'll get it. Under the Hanukkah tree, he'll have his PCP. When they're singing the Ma'ot Tzur, he'll open up his package and there it'll be. He wants it so desperately. He's boiche. Rebbe Lezer ben Hurchan is once boiche. Everybody sigh. I want to end with a story. My wife showed me a new book came out. And I know a new book came out. And my wife said, Gemaisa, the story is a lot to learn from the story. Aber mir de Gemaisa, this common nekudas which no gei ashmuz over here, but the end is another nekuda also which needs another aricha, so it will be saved for another shmuz. But the story is such a mir de Gemaisa haskel. Kitzer, Rabbi Yeruchim Pitta is mashkiach in Long Beach Yeshiva. He once, when he learned in Lakewood as a bacha, and Lamaisa, in the year 1970, he went out to go fundraise. As the Lutheran, common thing of the yeshivas, they go out before Purim, whatever, they go out and collect money. This was in the summer break, whatever. He went out to go, in those times, Bekitza, they went out to Chicago with a list of people on the yeshivas list to go collect. Kitza, they had most of the stops, they had a success. And they went to a certain guy, Reb Shmuel, still waiting for the big jackpot, still waiting for the big donation. Kitza, this Reb Shmuel tells him, you see this house nearby, all the way a little bit in the back over there. You know what? Go there. You just might be, you might land a big jackpot over there. Kitza, they listen to this Reb Shmuel. This seems like a house wasn't on the list, but he said to go, so who knows? They see the house, an elegant house at the back over there. It's hidden by a tall leafy hedge over there. Bekitza, this guy told him he's a wealthy businessman. You never know. Kitza, they go around the long circle of driveway, going to the stone staircase. And on my side, there's two tall oak doors over there, and they knock. He knocks real loud, thinking that this big house, in order to get anybody to answer, you got to pound away. He gives a big knock. Finally, an old little woman comes by with white hair, with a European accent. Says, yes, is Mr. J, so the name is Mr. Jacob's home. Yes, just one second, come in. And they go to sit down on the couch over there. And while they're sitting there, he sees Mamish, these books. He sees these books sitting there. They look like books on Chumash. And the Maisa, but he didn't recognize the names. They look like Mamish, Perushim on Chumash, didn't recognize the names. Not the common names he's on like with that. I am the Al-Sheikh. And he's looking around, beautiful paintings on the wall. oil paintings of a Rebbe teaching the kids in Cheder. Looks like a nice Jewish home. Another picture of a Chasana. Mamish, beautiful picture of a Chasana. And Mamish, another picture of Hasidim dancing with the payas. Beautiful, nice Jewish home. He's waiting, and all of a sudden, Mr. Jacob slowly is making his way. And he sees this guy, he looks like Albert Einstein. Mamish, you know, maybe you see the pictures, Mamish with the big hair coming out, old gray hair, bald headed man. And the Maisa, he sticks out his hand, my name is Dan Jacobs. What's yours? Yeruchim Peter, how are you? Kitza, welcome, what are you here for? I'm here for a yeshiva, which is collecting money, yeshiva in the east, Lakewood Yeshiva. Never heard of it. Who runs that yeshiva? Reb Aaron Cutler. Who ever heard about him? He didn't know who even Reb Aaron was. So Reb Yochum told him, it's a major yeshiva, mamish. The people who learn there, they become rabbanim and lay leaders of the communities. Mamish chashuv. So Dan starts to think, oh, you're a yeshiva bacha? I too was once a yeshiva bacha. And he, mamish, takes a double take at this guy. What happened to him? He said, this guy said, and the man said, I bet you never heard of my Rosh Yeshiva either. You know what? Take a guess. You know what? Maybe he's in the who's who's of Yeshiva world. Kitson, who was it? Nah, he said, an American boy would never heard of this Rosh Yeshiva. Is it a European Rosh Yeshiva I have? Please tell me who it is. His name was Reb Baruch Ber Leibowitz. Leibowitz with an L at the end. Anyway, Reb Baruch Ber! Reb Baruch Ber, like he had mentioned the name of his great uncle. Reb Baruch Ber, you're a Talmid of Reb Baruch Ber. Of course, Reb Yochum said, "I've heard him. Who hasn't heard? This is a classic sefer. He came out with the Birkas Shmuel. Everybody learns the Birkas Shmuel." So Dan said, "Nah, he never published any works. He can't be his sefer. He never published any works." Yochum Peter, we quickly realized that this guy has been a long time out of the yeshiva world. Bekitzo, Dan obviously caught their attention and he wanted to start to tell them about his yeshiva days. Be proud. I'll tell you about my yeshiva days, my Rosh Yeshiva a little bit, he said. I grew up in a small shtetl and I was known as the Eloi, a genius in that shtetl. At 12 or 14, I already outgrew my melamdim. Melamdim came to my father and said to me, he has to go to the big yeshivas. I went to the yeshiva and he sent me to Kamenetz. I came in the middle of the night. I didn't have anything where to go exactly, so I sat down and laid down on the bench. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, a small figure comes in with a white beard. I didn't know who it was. He goes up to the Aron Kodesh and he starts to cry to the Aron Kodesh. He starts to cry. Please, tell me the meaning. The Galilee, the meaning of Toisvis. This is Dan. Dan Jacobs describing the scene. Kitzer closed the door and he left. Next day he comes to davening. He sees that man. I recognize that man from last night. He realizes the Rosh Yeshiva. Baruch Ber. He's teaching the Shia every day. He comes in the middle of the night and crying to the Aron. Megala Mipshat and Toisvus. Does Mamash Ashmus. Bekitzer. He accepted me into yeshiva after I met him. He gave me a good chavrusa. His name was Shloimele, my chavrusa. Shloimele, you remember his last name? Could it be Hyman? That's it. Shloimele Hyman. Shloimele Hyman. His chavrusa was Shloimele Hyman. Shloimele Hyman. He's a yeshiva of Torah V'das. He's a yeshiva of Torah V'das. He's a yeshiva in New York, Dan said. He's a yeshiva in New York. See how far he was away. How far he went from the yeshiva with. He went to describe weiter at Baruch Ber. Once, a yeshiva had trouble understanding a sugi sagamara. So he went to his Rebbe, said Dan. His Rebbe was Reb Chaim something. Reb Chaim something. Reb Chaim. Belchbaum, no. Salavechik, yeah, that's it, Salavechik. You heard of Reb Chaim Salavechik? Which yeshiva has heard of Chaim Salavechik? I remember the Baruch Ber came back from that big issue with the Baruch Mudav Chaim. His face was beaming. He had a new pshat in the sugi in Gittin. And I'll tell you over what he said. And Dan proceeded to tell him over pshat. You know what Toys is? I don't know which Toys. Anyway, it's shot in the Sugin Gittin. So everybody's happy. What happened to Dan? Everybody's wondering. So was Yeruchim Pinim, what happened? Here he is in the kitchen. No. Kitsa, what happened to Dan? Said Dan, before I left to go home to see my parents once, I asked for Baruch Be'er to write me a little haskam or something to give my parents nachas, like a little report card they call it these days. And Baruch Be'er wrote, Osid Leo's Godel Bistor. And Dan Jacob. Become a great leader of Klal Yisrael. But what happened? Yeruchim Pinim was sitting there, Rabbi Yeruchim, and he was dying to know what happened to this Dan Jacobs. Could have been Harav HaGoyim Rabbi Daniel. But what happened to Dan Jacobs? It was simple. You see those books on the table? Now he looked at that pile of Sfarim. One summer I went to Kiev for Bein Hazmanim, and there were Yoshe HaSkola around. They introduced me. I had a tzimoyin, I had a thirst to learn more. And they introduced me to certain books, and I read those books. I don't know what happened. One thing led to the next. The next thing I knew, it was... the next thing I knew, off the Derech Legamri, doesn't know this yeshiva in New York, Osid Leo Iskola Yisrael. He was, had a tremendous thirst, this Dan. But his thirst led him to the wrong waters, Rabbi. Dirty waters. So Rapida goes on to say what one Ben Hazman could do. That's a different Shmuz, Mr. Shem, Rabbi Yisai. What our Shmuz is, Rabbi Yisai. Ah, Rabbi Yisai's thirst in the middle of the night. He comes in, he's a Rashiva, a Golo B'Toyra. So you don't have Pshat. Fake it out. Fake Pshat and Toysvist. You know, the Bacham won't know anyway. Name. Baruch Be'er wants to know the MS. Goes to the Aron Kodesh in the middle of the night. He runs to Reb Chaim to find Pshat in the Sugya. Okay, so you don't have Pshat. The Bacham still like you anyway. He wants to know Pshat. Tzimoyin of Oysai. We got to quench that thirst. If we don't quench it with Toyra, other things will quench it for us. Something else quenched Dan Jacob's thirst. And we lost the God of Israel, my son. We lost the God of Israel. What's quenching our thirsts? Is it the Yaakov Avinu? Yoishem Ayolim, I have a thirst. Go to Eber, go to Shem. Another Rebbe, another Shir, another Tzimsechta. Where's Esav? Sokrash Yodim Bartel. Isodeh. He finished learning his daf. What are you quenching your thirst now? Is it just a cigarette? What shtusim are you talking about? What things are we quenching our thirst with? What are we planning and where are we going? What are we quenching our thirst? This is an unquenchable thirst that every human being has as a stipler. It's mutba b'teva. What's going to be? Are we going to end up some big fat person? Because we can't quench that thirst. Are we going to quench it on Torah? It's going to be unquenchable. I want to go keep going and going and going. No matter what age we are. There's a picture of Shach Boch, just a picture of speaks 1,000 words. Rav Shach, towards Seif Yomov, he couldn't see, barely see. He's like this in the Rambam. Mama's just eyeballs on the word of the Rambam. Trying to see this thing. Shach, take it easy. Golf! What are you doing now? You're 97. Get out of the golf course. It's time for retirement. What are you doing like this in the Gemara? I'm Shach, your whole man. Take it easy. Calm down. Pavarsky. It's only 96 years old. 3 in the morning. He would be in Panovich the first every morning. 3 in the morning. Take it easy. You're in the old age now. Take it slow. Eat a little nice breakfast. Go into a lazy boy jail. Leave the paper. Next thing you know, it'll be the afternoon. No problem. You'll pass the time. Take it easy. Take it slow. 3 in the morning. Nachamu. Everybody knew that day. This is the most chashuv thing in life. To know more Torah. And to know more Torah. And to keep climbing. And climbing. And climbing. And climbing! It ain't, you have to keep going up!
Yaakov Avinu is running away. And he has a dream after that moment. He has a dream. I had a dream. He has a dream. He's laying down in next week's parish and he has a dream. And what does he see? A sulam mutzav atza. V'roish ha-magiyah ha-shamayim. Yaakov Avinu is dreaming. What happened? He just came from Shein Ve'eiver. He just realized 40 more years of learning without sleep, as Rashi says. And he goes to sleep finally. He has a dream. There's a ladder. And the ladder's going up. Says the Hidik of Chofetz Chaim, what's made this dream? So the Chofetz Chaim in Ruchnias, there's no such thing as staying on one rung. Ruchnias is a ladder. If you're not going up, you're going down. Oy rechaim lemaila lemaskil lemansur mishol tachtis. You gotta go up, because if you don't keep quenching that thirst, you don't keep going up, you quench it with other things and you go down. There's no such thing as remaining stagnant. Yaakov Avinu learned 14 years, gavaldik madreges, avavaita v'roisha magia hashomaimo. You gotta keep going up that ladder. You gotta keep being a mavakesh. You gotta keep going, Rabbeisai. That's what we have to know. We have to make our decision. Achas shoalti. What do I want to come out with? Vein hazman and this day I want to come back to America. What am I going to come back with? What am I going to come back with? A book of excuses why I didn't make Sturim. 10,000 good reasons for not being at Seder. I printed the book. It's coming out a bestseller. All the hours I slept. Everything that I ate in Eretz Yisrael. All the restaurants I went. I have a ticket from every restaurant. A receipt from every restaurant I went. I'm going to put it in my album. My Eretz Yisrael album. Shmuel Belchman's album has no picture. Has one picture in it. A picture of his Rosh Yeshiva. Oh, his sister. She was waiting to see that album. A whole album she bought him for his birthday present before he left. A beautiful album. And there it is. What's there? A picture of his Rosh Hashiva and his Siyum on the Sech Begin. That's all. And there it is. Oh, Yankala. Yankala Fessenheimer. His sister also bought him an album. But he bought himself a second album in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't enough. Oh, Shlomi, I thought I bought you the biggest album. 727 pictures. Yeah, I just ran out of slots. You know, we had to see everything. I have 17 pages on all the restaurants, receipts. And there it is, the waiter. Wang Shan Fu, there he is. Oh, so beautiful picture. Hasanullah, look at Wang Shan Fu. That's what I did in Eretz Yisrael. I took pictures of Wang Shan Fu. I came all the way here to take a picture of this guy. Here he is, serving with peanut butter juice. Here he is. What a picture. What a good time. Don't you remember those jokes we had at the table with Wang Chang? He was cracking up so much, his face went into the dessert. That's what I came back with from Eretz Yisrael. And this guy comes back. Hadron Allah Masech Tegitin. Hadron Allah Masech Tegitin. 50 times. Ah, Rabbi Sai, the Bechir is yours, says the Stipler. See, Moran is there! What are you going to come back from Eretz Yisrael with? 7,221 pictures? Or Hajjun Allah, the Sechtikim.